Joining us now on the ticket hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys.
General manager, that's right.
Yeah, say good morning to Jerry Jones. Congratulations.
Well, it is, and we do thank you for that. It was a win, and a positive win for our organization. I think that Mo Claiborne sure made a great play on that interception. And I can't tell you how great it feels to see one of your most disappointing draft picks out there earning his paycheck.
I bet.
So, Dak Prescott, or Prescott as you call
point.
Him. Yeah, Prescott.
That is a good point.
he has to amaze you every week, doesn't he?
He does. Dak is certainly a miracle, and but let's be clear, this is Tony's team, and as soon as Tony decides he's ready to return to throw interceptions for us, we'll be here for him.
Well, you hope that doesn't happen when he comes back.
Dak is doing a great job keeping the seat warm for Tony. Dak's job is very clear. Stay healthy. Don't throw any interceptions so that we can average it out with Tony's picks at the end of the season to kind of look like a regular quarterback.
Now, don't just categorize Romo's play like that. He's giving you a lot of wins.
Well, I will remind you that Dak Prescott still hasn't thrown an interception yet. That's four games.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, Tony threw his first interception on his first play.
That's true.
So, you know, you got to keep that in mind. I think my job is to keep this team from turning on Tony Romo. things are getting a little dicey. I called a teammate sprinkling a vial of Zika on Tony's Hostess cupcakes that he keeps there in his locker.
Oh.
So we prevented that from happening. So I think this team is slowly turning on Tony, and they love Dak.
Well, you can't help but love Dak and Zeke, for that matter.
Jody, you really can't. but you know, this is Tony's team, and we need to keep our focus on that. You know, we need to – our defense disappointed a little bit there at the beginning yesterday.
Yeah.
Early on, it looked like they were protesting police brutality by taking a knee on every play.
Yeah.
Just letting them 49ers just do whatever they want. But we'll get our drug guys back, and we'll get better and better as the season wears on.
What about that other rookie, Zeke Elliott, another 100-yard game?
It's good to see Ezekiel Elliott becoming the DeMarco Murray we all thought he could be. He's an impressive. I enjoy watching him play. Hell, I think he runs even better than I do when Gene chases me through the bubble with a hotel bill in one hand and a pistol in the other.
That happens?
For all fair. For all fair.
All fair on that one. Okay.
Yes. And did you notice old Dez inspiring his teammates by roaming the sidelines acting like an escaped mental patient?
Yeah, we did see that.
Very passionate.
Yeah, very passionate. Yes, he is passionate.
And that necklace he was wearing, what a wise investment that was.
You think so?
Sure. Why go with index funds when you can go with a gaudy piece of jewelry that'll one day be pawned with some Milwaukee power tools to make rent? Very wise. Very wise, Dez. He's very conservative with his money, as you can tell. That's why he saves money on sweatshirt sleeves.
He's a regular Warren Buffett, isn't he?
Well, regular Warren Buffet. That's exactly right.
It's Buffett.
But, hey, by the way, are you okay?
Because what do you think?
Well, we saw that a fan wanted you to sign a helmet and dropped it down and hit you in the head.
Yeah, did you see me get hit in the head with that helmet?
Yeah.
that was a little bit scary. That hit me on the noggin so hard that for 40 minutes afterwards, my grammar was flawless. Flawless. Then I got hit on the head with a coconut nut, and I went back to Jerry's speed 40 minutes later.
Coconut.
Gilligan's Island.
At the stadium. Interesting.
At the stadium. Darnest thing. I guess they have coconut trees or something.
Yeah. Guess a nice feature.
Hey, it looked like you and Roosevelt were having a good time up in the suite.
Oh, we do. We do. And I like teasing Roosevelt. I'm always funning him. And, I'm trying to convince him to grow out one of them Colin Kaepernick afros.
That'd be great.
It's pretty intimidating, isn't it?
Yeah.
I tell you, Colin's afro's getting scary big. Looks like it has its own ecosystem. Probably some wildlife living up there.
There may be.
I haven't seen anything that scary since I walked in on Susie Colbert before makeup.
Okay.
All right.
Very scarred.
Come on.
Very scarred.
Don't say that.
I ride in your helicopter to Chuck E. Cheese's. All right, that's Jerry Jr. He's in the back here.
I don't think it's called Chuck E. Cheese's.
Shut up and eat your McMuffins. He ain't riding my helicopter ever again after what he did on the pilot seat. He lost control of his bottom, and he spilled out of his Pampers all over the place, and I had to mop it up with some of them wet wipes.
It's terrible. Your new helicopter.
My new helicopter. I upgraded to the leather option.
Oh, man.
You try getting that dirt liquid out of them crevices.
Oh, gosh, Jerry.
Just horrible. But we're looking forward to we're going to get another win next week, and we're going to take it all the way to the Super Bowl. Or until Tony comes back, whichever comes first.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Jerry. Very happy after another win.